Right. So in other words, if the word came to Larry over here that he's supposed to write a dozen songs in the next year, he's going to write at least a dozen songs come hell or high water. Nothing's going to stop him. If I I won't say me. He sees me at a little bit of authority, but if some guy on the he meets some homeless guy who says that to me, he just passes it off. But when you accept the word as the word of God, you act on it and you make it happen. It's interesting that when people are given the word, even if it's not, say, from God, but they just, they are an authority before to somebody else, and they tell them something, like a psychic maybe doesn't really know what he's doing, but he tells somebody, look, you know, you're supposed to go back to school and get an education. Well, maybe if he takes that as being from some higher power, he'll go back to school and get an education, even though the psychic might have just made it up, you know, out of the blue. And so the word, if the word is accepted as coming from a higher presence or God, then people have power to act on. Then that word has tremendous power. So what we need to do is look at what we have to do to make the word manifest as God. And once the word manifests as God to us, once we understand this key, we can incorporate any words that we want into our minds and our heart and bring out manifestation of some type. There's several important things that we can work on to make us, help us to materialize this power within ourselves. The first thing is that every word that comes out of your mouth should be true. In other words, basically, the basic teaching that we all learned in Sunday school, not to tell lies, has a lot of truth behind it. If we do not lie, then every word that comes out of our mouth is true. Then this clears the way. It clears out all the garbage, a lot of the garbage, so that the things that's in the way of manifestation begins to clear. Now, I think everybody here understands acupuncture points in the body. Acupuncture points are created by many lines of force crisscrossing. They crisscross, maybe you have 100 different lines of force, or maybe even 1,000. They crisscross, they produce an acupuncture point, which is a point of power. And in our lives, we have all kinds of crisscrossing of energy. Energy that's from within ourselves and from outside of ourselves. So if we want to materialize something, we have to deal with all these crisscrossing lines of force. And first of all, we have to clear up the lines of force within us. That every time we say something that is not true or make a promise that is unfulfilled, this creates, instead of having the lines of force crisscross so that it creates the point of power, the lines begin to miss the point of power. And so the point of power is more difficult to access every time that an untruth comes out of your mouth. So it's important that everything you say be true. Now, does that mean that you should just spill your guts on everything if somebody is fat and they say, do my thighs look fat? Okay. Does that mean you got to be rude to them and say, yeah, they look pretty fat? Does it mean that? What does it mean? What should you do in that case?
Not
right. So everything you say should be true, but everything that's true you don't have to say. In the book of Proverbs it says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. So in other words, everything God says is true, but he doesn't tell us everything that he knows. He conceals many different things, and this is actually, it says, part of the glory of God is that he conceals many things, keeps many things to himself. But when him or a representative were to come and talk to us, everything that he would say would be true. Now, if you're listening to somebody telling the truth, we need to take those things that are spoken and digest them and incorporate them into our lives. And it's important to not misinterpret them. You can even take the words of Jesus in the Bible. Like I was reading about some guy the other day who was one of the Catholic saints. She read that if your right eye offends you, well, cast it out. Well, she actually took out her own eye, one of the Catholic saints. I thought, wow, boy, that took some guts to do that. But she felt that her eye had offended God. So she actually... Yeah, female Catholic. That was one of the reasons she was sainted, because she took out her own eye. I mean, early Catholics. early Catholics thought that was quite the thing to do. But so it's interesting that you can read the words of Jesus, which are true, but you can interpret them incorrectly. It's important that we interpret the words correctly, even if they're given to us with 100% truth behind them. Because the trouble with our English language and human language as a whole is it's not perfect. How many times have you been in an argument with somebody and they're arguing with you and you're listening to that feedback and you think, this guy's arguing about something I never even made the point on. He completely misunderstood me. So you try to clarify it, and then he'll say something like, well, that's not what you said. You said this. Well, no, I didn't say exactly this. I said, no, that's why you said this. And he insists that you said something that you didn't say, and he wants to really hold on to that for some reason. He won't even let you clarify. He will not listen to what you actually mean. And your word is really what you mean, not necessarily how it can be literally interpreted. So it's important that our words, the words that we take in, we take them in correctly. What's the key to understanding the other person correctly anyway? What do you think that is?
The oneness principle.
Soul contact.
That, once you're up there, that really helps a lot. What?
Soul contact.
Right. If you have a degree of soul contact, you will find that even if the person kind of uses the wrong choice of words, you still get the idea of what he's saying. You ever have that happen? The guy can't really think of the right word, but you still understand what he's saying. That's because you're really listening with pure intent. And even though he said the right word, you're not saying, oh, this is what you said, so that's what you must mean. And you don't let the guy correct himself. But it's really irritating to argue with somebody that won't let you correct yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But insists, you said this. And you say, well, if I said that, sorry, that's not what I mean. This is what I meant. And he won't accept that you mean this. He insists you meant what the original misinterpretation was. And those type of people are very frustrating to argue with because they don't want to hear what you really mean. They don't want to resolve the argument. They just want to argue. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of ego-driven if the other person won't accept what you're trying to say. It's not even about what you're talking about.
It's about them being right, yeah. Right, rather than finding the truth.
Yeah.
Give
you an example.
JJ?
Yeah.
So why is it that certain people can have soul contact with other certain people, but not with everybody, or you choose? Because I can have a communication with my brother, and I mean, we can say three words and understand what it's all.
Okay, if two people have a degree of soul contact, your communication, you can communicate very easily with them. But if, say, you have soul contact and you have a friend that doesn't, but is very emotionally polarized, then you have to talk to him on the emotional plane, you know, and you have to talk to him literally, you know, you have to talk to him a lot different. Is that he can't understand you. You can kind of understand him to a degree, but it's a lot easier for those on the same wavelength and level of progress to understand each other. two people with soul contact can meet together and understand each other perfectly and never have a misunderstanding. They may disagree a little bit on small details, but they will understand what they're saying because they want to understand each other and because they have a sense of each other.